Because you are beings on the planet and you have emotions, one of the important things to learn is how to change gears. We are going to use that analogy because we know that you all drive cars, and so you understand how this is. When you change an emotional gear, what you are actually doing is changing your energy in response to what is happening in the world around you. This is what we are going to call a middle-of-the-road skill. And that is very important to know, that it is the middle of the road where you want to make your choice about the gear in which you are running your life. There is an important reason for that. If you look to one end, you find a gear that leaves you totally unresponsive. It is as though you have, what is that word, become a robot. And there are people who live that way their whole lives. That would be at this end of the spectrum. At this end of the spectrum would basically be agitation so extreme that it could threaten your mental health. So those are two gears that we want to avoid. We want to avoid because they are not good for you. Now, in the middle road, you have a choice of gears. And that is something that people sometimes do not understand. A choice of gears mean that you can choose consciously after asking yourself, is this situation mine? Is it for me to interact with? The questions we've spoken to you about before that allow you to step back from anything and say, is this mine? Is there something for me to do about this? And when you are able to ask that question first, then the next thing you do is choose a gear. Now, let us say that you have a friend, and your friend is having a hard time. And even with a friend, you must always begin first by saying, is this mine? And you must answer, no, it is my friend's. But is there anything I wish to contribute to help my friend? And if the answer is yes, there is yet another question, which is, what gear do I want to enter in order to help my friend? Now, this is another thing that we have all been taught different things about. Certainly, to some degree, we have been taught that if we were really a friend, the only gear is dead out. We are going to do everything without thought, without anything. And that would be the gear at this end. Or if we are in a place of fear, we are drawing back from our friend because we don't want to feel or we don't want to be involved in any significant way. And that would be this end of the spectrum. But the gear in the middle is very important because if our friend needs something, one of the beautiful things to learn about a gear in the middle road is that we want to ask her what she needs. Now, she may not be in a position to answer that, or she might feel bad about answering that, in which case we could move in a little more than we would. But it is best to ask, to look at this person and see what it is not only that they need, but what they are able to receive. It is a very painful thing to be a good-hearted person who brings a great deal of something to support a person, and that person is not able to take all of that in or even to use it in a good way. So these are things in this time when we are really learning to use our energy in the way that we need to. These are wonderful things to know. Which gear are you using? And we also want to say that, again, there, unlike the two ends, there are several gears in the middle road. There is a gear that responds with a lot of, what would we say, energy for a short period of time. And then your friend is fine again. And that is fine. But not full out for always. That is not fine. That means something is going to become out of balance with you. And so there are other gears which are what we call a gathering gear. And here is someone or some situation that actually needs your help. And so you think about doing the whole thing yourself, and that is not a good gear. The good gear is to be able to look around you and to see where you might be able to gather things that are good for your friend. And the gathering gear is very often one we do not think about because we are so accustomed to taking it all on ourselves. We can do it all. We can do everything. That is actually an abusive gear. And also one that creates anger. And that is a good thing to know, that if you are going to do everything all of the time, your spirit will be unhappy about that. And there will be a time when you find yourself angry and perhaps not even understanding why. So to develop the gathering gear is a wonderful thing. And that could mean calling someone you know who might know someone else or who might know something helpful. There are just many things that you can do in the gathering gear. There may have been something you have heard about that you can pass along. So that gathering gear is really quite a wonderful gear, and it is a gear in the middle road. Now, there are some situations that require you to stop. And you have a phrase, we have heard it before. Oh, yes, mare's nest. It is when a situation is completely messy and completely unfocused and completely out of balance with everything. And if you are invited into a mare's nest, the gear you need is, this is not mine. This is not mine. I will be happy to send energy your way or prayer your way, but this is not mine. And that also is a middle road gear. Then there are several others that are energetic, where you see a situation, but it is not yours, but you can feel that you are able to send energy to it, or to send prayer to it, or to send good thoughts to it. And rather than judging yourself for that, really understand what a beautiful gear that is, because it is energy moving in someone's direction. There are several other gears, but we will not try to do them all tonight. We will just stay with these because these are the ones that you most need to know about. And when you are able to choose one of these gears and to choose it because you have asked yourself, is this mine? And how much energy do I give to this situation? And is this not mine? Is this something that has been created by someone else and cannot be helped by me? And so I will send a prayer over, but I will not be in the middle of it. These, of course, are all teachings from feminine law, from feminine spiritual law, and they are absolutely the epitome of wisdom in terms of learning how to move your life in the way that you want to move. Perhaps we should mention one other gear, and that is the resistance gear, also a middle road gear. And so there are many people telling you, you should do this, you should do that, you should do this in that way, you should do that in that way, and we need you. And for that, you move into the resistance gear. The resistance gear does not require you to explain or to make an excuse for or to even tell the social lie about. It is the gear where you say, no, this is not mine. And then you are willing to let the people around you be whatever they are going to be. And that gear is indeed a powerful gear to know about as well. And so we will take a little time and speak about this lesson because it is important for your well-being and your balance. So in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. See before you a beautiful waterfall, and see that the waterfall is full of energy colors, energy movement, and the waterfall is powerful but gentle. And step into that waterfall and open your crown and let it wash away anything you might be holding inside or outside. Feel the weak being washed away and your body letting it go. And open your crown and feel the energy of the waterfall enter your body, gently washing your crown open so that you are able to receive more love. Feel the energy move into your third eye and clear away anything that might block your intuitive abilities, your ability to intuit clearly what is yours and what is not. Feel the waterfall flow into your throat. And let it displace any communication you may have had with yourself that has any negativity, any unkindness. Feel all of that washed away and replaced with the exact energy that your throat needs. Feel the waterfall flow down through your body and into your heart. And any part of your heart that is hungry, Let it take in the energy that will fill it. Any part of your heart that doubts, let it take in the energy that will make it wise. Any part of your heart that might be confused, let it take in the energy that will make it clear. And feel the joy in your heart as its needs are met. Let the waterfall flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And feel the filling energy of the waterfall displace the emotions, the ones that use energy but do not give energy back. And feel those flow out of your body. And feel the energy flow into your body. Flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the energy of that waterfall displace judgment and shame that might have caught in your body. And fill that center with your worthiness and your ability to cleanse anything that comes through your life without blame, without shame. Feel the waterfall flow down through your body and into your root. And let the root gather from that waterfall all the energy that it needs to create. To create love, to create joy, to create power, to create generosity and loving kindness, abundance. Let your root gather all the energy you need to create your life. And feel that fount of energy flow through your body and heal you. Strengthen your back, relieve your burden, calm your thoughts, fill your arms so that you are choosing from love what you will do, what you will hold, what you will release. Feel the energy flow down through your legs and into your feet so that all that you need for support and all that you need to walk in wisdom is provided for you. And know that you are worthy because you are created to receive as well as to give. And feel the energy move outside of your body to make a field to carry love and understanding and knowledge of connection into the very weary world in which you are now walking. And know that your greatest gift is to stay full. Now move your attention into your heart. And see that a path in your heart leads you higher than you have been before. and feel that movement upward. And find that you are meeting a teacher of love. And allow yourself to be in that energy and to fill in that energy. And know that the teacher who is here has a gift for you. Resting the mind, receive the gift. When you've known your gift, thank the teacher who has given you that gift and walk back down the path. Become light. Make your heart light. And breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.